In the past 2 weeks, I have spent time with colleagues and friends and loved ones in 5 states. I've gone through airport security 6 times. I've been a passenger on 10 flights, and I've been in one airport or another 16 times. That may not be much different than Kirsten's schedule sometimes, or Bob's, or others of you who travel a lot, but I have never in my life done anything like that before. That's a lot of flying. That's also a lot of trust. A lot of trust in a lot of people. Trust in the pilots and the flight attendants on the planes for sure, and also trust in those who are responsible for maintaining the planes and fueling the planes. Trust in the air traffic controllers. Trust in the folks who maintain the condition of the runways and the jetways. And I could go on, but I won't. Suffice it to say, there's a lot of trust involved in flying. I've realized, as I've thought about this, that basically each time I get on a plane, or any of you, I make the decision, although truth be told up to this point, not with very much awareness, but aware or not, I make the decision each time I get on a plane to put my life completely in other people's hands. If anything had happened on any of those flights, particularly if it had happened when we were anywhere between 32 and 40,000 feet above the earth, there would have been nothing that I could have done. My life was totally out of my hands. That could be a little disconcerting if I thought about it very much, but I don't usually. There is something else, though, that does cause me some anxiety when I'm flying, and I suspect I'm not the only one. That's turbulence. When the air gets a little bumpy, as the pilots seem to like to say, my stomach gets a little knotty. I can't help but think about the fact that I am barreling through the sky at 600 miles per hour, give or take, in a big tin can, more or less, about 7 miles above the earth, plus or minus. And with all of that going on, when the air gets a little bumpy, I get a little nervous. Not as nervous as I used to, but I am not the picture of peace when the bumps begin. This particular anxiety has been eased somewhat by a conversation I had quite a few years ago with a friend who at the time was piloting a small airplane. I asked him, at what point in the turbulence should I really get nervous? And he said, if you're in one of those big commercial airplanes, unless it starts rolling from side to side, you'll be fine. Now, thanks be to God, that has never happened. Regular turbulence, of course, continues to. But ever since that conversation, when I have found myself in the midst of bumpy air, I remember Randy's words, and that does help me to trust that we will make it through. The other thing that I do, and I was doing this yesterday, when things get bumpy, is pray. And not just a totally desperate, oh God, kind of prayer. Although if the plane ever does start rolling like a barrel, I think that probably will become my prayer. In the meantime, however, when the plane starts bumping around, my go-to prayer is the Lord's Prayer. And it really does help. It helps draw my attention away from the bumps and to God. I once heard the late theologian Marcus Borg say, and you've heard me say this, quoting him multiple times, as Christians, we should pray often because prayer reminds us of the reality of God. I find that when I'm flying and the air gets bumpy, I'm helped when I pray, because I'm reminded of the reality of God. And when I'm reminded of the reality of God, I'm reminded that there's a reality that's bigger than the one I can see. And in those moments, it's especially helpful to remember there's a reality that's bigger than the one I can feel. When I'm reminded of the reality of God, I'm reminded that I'm not alone. Of course, when you're on a plane, you're never alone. But what I mean is that whenever, whatever I'm going through, I'm reminded that God is with me. I'm reminded that wherever I am, God is with me. Whatever happens, God is with me. When the bumps in the air are enough to cause knots in my belly, I pray the Lord's Prayer, and I'm reminded that God is God and I am not. That God is bigger than the plane, that God is bigger than the sky, that God is the creator of the cosmos. So on a plane, yes, my life is completely, totally, 100% out of my hands. But when I pray, I'm reminded that it's also not really in the hands of the pilots or the flight attendants or the people who put gas, fuel in the plane. I'm reminded that ultimately, bumps or no bumps, my life is in God's hands. So do the knots immediately go away? Not necessarily. Does the bumpy air immediately stop? Not usually. Does my anxiety subside? It actually does. The knots in my belly may remain, but they're accompanied by peace in my soul. Peace that comes from trusting in this reality of God that's bigger and deeper and wider and broader and more expansive and more profound and beyond my comprehension, beyond my grasp. And I trust that that reality is fundamentally one of goodness and love. So, what's this have to do with Jeremiah? I'm going to call your attention to verse 7, which is the verse that precedes the verse that we've been focusing on so much in this year's stewardship season. In verse 7 of chapter 17 of Jeremiah, we hear this: "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord." That tree that we've been talking about, the tree that's planted by the water, that sends out its roots by the stream, that's well nourished, that's growing and healthy, that doesn't fear when the heat comes, that's not anxious in a drought, that continues to bear fruit. All of that is used to describe what people look like who trust God. People who trust God look like that tree. They take in the nourishment they need to be healthy. They're deeply rooted so that they don't get blown over in a storm. They have reserves of strength, so they'll be able to withstand unexpected difficulties and find resilience when challenges come. They show signs of health and growth, signs of ongoing life and signs of new life. People who trust in God look like that. And churches who are made up of people who trust in God look like that. And in this stewardship season, we're drawing attention to our belief that White Rock Presbyterian Church, in particular, looks like that. Because it is made up of people who trust in God. Because we are people who trust in God. Maybe not all of us. Maybe not all of us all the time. Maybe not all of us all the time fully trust in God. In fact, I suspect that none of us, not a single one of us, including me, is able to fully trust God all the time. But I also suspect that all of us trust God some of the time. Or at least some of us, some of the time, trust in God somewhat. And that's a good starting point. Because one of the beautiful things about being part of the body of Christ is that we are in this together. We are doing life together. And so when it's hard for me, for example, to trust fully in God because the air around me has gotten too bumpy, I can lean on those of you who can in those moments. And when one of you can't trust fully in God because there are too many bumps in your life, you can lean on those of us who can in those moments. Or when it's hard for me to pray which it has been on occasion, because my life has gotten too turbulent and I just can't pray, then I can lean on those of you who can pray for me and in my place in those moments. And when it's hard for one of you to pray because you feel like the plane that is your life is rolling from side to side, wing over wing, then you can lean on those of us who can pray in those moments, those of us who are feeling steady and can pray with you and for you and in your place until you can pray again. Because for all of us, there are times when the air around us gets a little bumpy. No matter who we are, turbulence happens in our lives, usually when we don't expect it and we haven't planned for it. And it can be unsettling. It can be anxiety-inducing. It can even feel like our world is turning upside down. And no matter how faithful or committed we are as a church, no matter how well watered or how deeply rooted our tree, storms come and drought happens, usually when we don't expect it. Sometimes, even though we are Presbyterians, when we haven't planned for it. And it can be unsettling. It can be anxiety-inducing. It can make us feel like the world has turned upside down. But in those moments of unanticipated upset, in those moments of unexpected difficulties, in those moments of unavoidable bumpy air, whether in our lives as individuals or in our life as a community of faith, we can choose to trust God. We can choose to trust in the reality of God, and we can help each other choose to trust in the reality and the care and the fundamental goodness and love of God more and more. And as we do that, we will each grow stronger. And as we each grow stronger, we will grow stronger together as a community of faith. And as we grow stronger together as a community of faith, the body of Christ will be strengthened and God's kingdom will become that much more visible in this time and in this place on earth as it is in heaven. But we all need to participate, each of us and all of us together, all of us as a church, growing together in faith, in prayer, in generosity, in commitment, in service, and in love, growing together as we trust God more and more fully, growing together like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream, not afraid when the heat comes, when the drought comes, when challenges come, growing together like a tree planted by the water, healthy and strong and bearing fruit. Amen.